Now, the relationship between Japan and South Korea has long been a tricky one, with the lack of reconciliation over Japanese atrocities against the Koreans in the Second World War a real problem. But now there's a new trigger point for disagreement. Allegations that South Korea pointed weapons radar systems at Japanese aircraft. What began as a small misunderstanding has escalated fast, as our North Asia correspondent Jake Sturmer reports from Tokyo.
With music that wouldn't sound out of place in a Michael Bay movie, the Korean Ministry of Defense released this video to publicly make its case. In dispute is whether a South Korean warship locked its weapons radar at a Japanese surveillance plane while it was flying over Japan's economic zone in December last year. A fire control radar lock-on is considered an act almost equal to the use of weapons, according to Japanese military sources. But the Korean Navy says its ship, Gwanggaeto Daewang, was helping a North Korean fishing boat in distress, and the destroyer had used an optical camera that detected the Japanese plane. The ensuing public relations campaign has locked both countries into a diplomatic tussle that'll be hard to back down from. The Korean video asks in large text, why did the Japanese patrol aircraft conduct threatening low-altitude flight at the site of a humanitarian rescue operation? It demands that Japan must answer. Just before the end of last year, Tokyo released its version of events, without the dramatic soundtrack, but with video and sound from inside the cockpit.
This is Japan Navy.
This is Japan Navy. What is the purpose of your act? Officers on board the aircraft say. The Japanese Ministry of Defense says the flight crew never received a reply. What's interesting about both these videos is that they're in English and Japanese and Korean, and the Korean Ministry of Defense has translated its version into 8 different languages.
이번 공개는 일본이 일방적으로
Choi Hyun-soo from South Korea's defense ministry says it released what it says are the facts to counter a one-sided version released by Japan. It's all about building a narrative here. Japan, that it conducts operations in accordance with appropriate procedures and that its aircraft was locked onto. For Korea, it's trying to suggest that Japanese aircraft are being deliberately provocative. This week, Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers met in Switzerland to try to smooth over relations. But just hours before the meeting, a senior Korean official alleged another Japanese aircraft flew provocatively low over one of its ships in the East China Sea. That's something Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono rejected and described the announcement as regrettable. It meant that the talks, which were supposed to break the deadlock, barely scratched the surface. So who's ahead in the campaign? Well, it's hard to say, but if you go by the number of views of each country's video in their native language, Japan's is at 3 million and Korea's around 2 million. But this stalemate won't be easily resolved with clicks and comments, and could end up with the United States being forced to step in to reduce tensions.
Jake Sturmer there, reporting from Tokyo.